Google's Pixel C is available for purchase today. We talked about the device when it was first announced, but now it's available, and so are the reviews of those who have had a chance to use it in advance of today's release. This new Android tablet starts at $499 for the 32-gigabyte version, and it is another $150 for the Bluetooth keyboard. Google first showed off its Pixel C Android tablet last summer at the Google I/O Developer Conference, so this isn't much of a surprise. The tablet features an aluminum body and an optional keyboard attachment that snaps the tablet to its base magnetically. According to my friend and Android expert Jason Howell, the C in Pixel C stands for convertible. Ars Technica says the Pixel C has a great screen, good battery life, and respectable build quality, but the Android tablet still fails for a productivity device. We've got Apple news today and a few rumors. Let's start with the news. Apple released a $99 smart battery case that nearly doubles the life of the iPhone 6. Reviews are mixed. Some journalists who've had a review unit of the case say it's an ugly design with the battery protruding like an unsightly hump off the backside of your beautiful iPhone. It's been described also as resembling a snake that has yet to digest its latest meal. The Verge says Apple had a reason behind the weirdness. They were working around patents by Mophie, one of the leaders in the battery case market. Okay, but can we agree that the technical aspects of the case are impressive? That is coming from someone who already plunked down the $99 for this case today. Aside from the increase in battery life, you can charge the case and the phone at the same time instead of having to charge it separately with a micro USB cable, as many charging cases work. It's also designed specifically not to limit the signal to your phone. Now, many online were quick to point out the case is an admission that the battery life of the iPhone 6 is a terrible compromise for the phone size. And now to the rumors. 9 to 5 Mac says that Apple is planning a March watch event to possibly unveil Apple Watch 2 and maybe a 4-inch iPhone 6C. These are just rumors at this point, but Mark Gurman's rumors are rarely wrong. The New York Times is spreading some rumors today, too. A, quote, person briefed on the matter said that Yahoo will not spin off its stake in the Chinese e-commerce company Alibaba. This decision comes after a week of meetings and speculation. An announcement could come as early as tomorrow. And as long as we have stooped to spreading rumors, the Wall Street Journal is quoting sources who say that Spotify will let some musicians release their music only to users on Spotify's paid tier. Now, in the past, an artist like Taylor Swift or Adele had an all-or-nothing choice, release the album to everyone on Spotify or to no one. Taylor Swift and Adele chose the latter option, and they do not seem to be suffering from it at all, which could be why Spotify might cave now. Remember, these are just rumors. Have you heard enough rumors yet? Me too. Let's move on to speculation. Wired's Andy Greenberg says that Bitcoin's creator Satoshi Nakamoto is probably a 44-year-old unknown eccentric Australian genius named Craig Stephen Wright. There have been no shortage of media outlets claiming to have unmasked the creator of the digital currency. And now Wired says that either Wright invented Bitcoin or he is a brilliant hoaxer who very badly wants us to believe that he did. The evidence ranges from anonymous sources to suspicious now-deleted blog posts. The Wired piece outlines the evidence as well as encrypted conversations with Wright, where the possible mastermind behind Bitcoin says, "No secret remains forever."